Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Everybody to Wrestling Omakase episode number 65, and I am joined here today by three returning draft champions for the final edition of the Omakase Fantasy Draft Series in 2018. This will be, again, the last Fantasy Draft episode of the year. I figured it'd be a good time to get this through here here in October before we start the world famous Omakase Year in Review Series, which we'll probably be starting next month. But I'm joined by the three former champions other than myself. First of all, the very first Omakase draft champion, the winner of the WWE Men/New Japan draft. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
You're also on the WWE Year Rating episode, which received much critical acclaim. I expected to get much more angry feedback about that than we got. We've got like a lot of people saying, "Yeah, the Attitude Era did suck."
Yeah, I think that's becoming a revisionist history thing.
Yeah,
but I got a lot of good feedback on that too. That was a fun episode.
And then we're the champ. The next champion is actually me. I won the second draft, the WWE Women/Joshi draft, and the third draft, the Japanese Puro draft. So I'm 2-1 in drafts. I want to say Alex is the only one who's actually beaten me. The other two have not beaten me because I did not participate in those drafts. The first returning draftee here is Jake, also known as Oatgan on Twitter, who won the fourth draft, the US Indies, I guess also UK, I think was eligible, right?
And Oceania, just kind of everything but Japan and Mexico. And
so you won that one, Jake, with your, people called it lovingly, a meme card.
I think that's unfair.
And well, people, I'm sure, are very interested to see if you go in a meme-heavy direction again this time. But I guess we'll see.
Good cards about balance. All right.
Welcome back, Jake. Okay. And finally...
I said my piece, so...
Okay. Finally, we have Mike Spears, the winner of the most recent draft, the Lucha draft 2 weeks ago that nobody listened to, Mike. So enjoy.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I had the best card. People saw my poster and they loved it. I mean, I offered two mask versus match masks. And who wouldn't love that? Who wouldn't love two apuestas in a back alley?
But so this time, Mike is going to try to win a Omakase draft that people actually listen to. So best of luck to that, Mike.
Just like how people suddenly remember that Dragon Gate existed today, people remember that I existed when I win this draft and become the champions. Do we get anything for winning?
No. What the fuck? Am I made of money?
I mean,
sweet Omakase income.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in New York, the best city in the world. I figure you'd have some prize or something. Come on.
I'm like in the fucking Bronx, like on the fucking water with Queens. I don't even have a subway line. It takes me like an hour and 10 minutes to get to work every day if I'm lucky. All right.
I don't listen to ads before the show every probably third week to not get paid when I win.
I don't know who's getting paid off those ads, but it ain't me. Anyway, let's talk about the Omakase Fantasy Draft. If you win, look, I'll give you. Actually, you know what? You know what I could do as a prize? This would actually make sense. How about this? If someone other than me wins, the winner gets to come back on and choose the topic.
You know, that's a dangerous proposition with me.
Okay, but I'm saying, is that not a worthy prize? You can fucking, if you want to troll me, you can troll me. If you want to, I don't know, pick something I'm going to absolutely hate. I really don't know what else you could do with this. If you want to troll me, you can troll me with a topic. Or you could just pick something you think I would never talk about otherwise. Whatever you want to do.
I am looking forward to the upcoming episode on the 1996 Green Bay Packers.
No, it has to be wrestling related.
Reggie White was on that team.
It has to be a wrestling topic.
John,
Reggie White was a wrestler. All right, so.
Have you seen FIP Everything Burns 2017?
I have not seen that show. So the winner can choose every topic they want. There's my prize. All right. So in the meantime, the Omakase Champions Draft will soon commence. To quickly go over the rules here, the entire world is eligible. Any active wrestler, they cannot be retired. They have to be an active wrestler who, you know, is currently not retired. I kind of said the same thing twice there. But of course, there's like no gender restriction, male, female, whatever. No location restriction. You know, America, Mexico, Japan, Europe, anywhere active. So this is the worldwide draft here. It can be literally anywhere. This was requested by some fellow in the Omakase feedback poll. So I don't know who that person was since it was anonymous, but congrats to you, person. I hope you enjoy. I hope you listen and enjoy. I hope you're still with us. I hope you're around to hear this. I hope you're not like in jail or something, but, the Omakase Fantasy Draft will commence here in a moment. I'm just going to pick the order and then we'll go. Oh, and it's going to be 30 picks each. Only singles wrestlers, no like teams getting picked. So the most picks you've had, but since again it's the largest pool, I figured that was fitting. All right, I picked last in every single one I've gotten of these. Let's see if I'm finally not picking last. Randomize it. All right, I'm not picking last. Wow, picking last this time is Oat. Jake, you're picking last.
That's fine.
Third is Alex. Second is me, and that means first pick is Mike. So Mike, who are you picking?
Oh, wow. So I've had sandwich picks both drafts. Okay. All right. So for the first overall pick, I'm picking Kazuchika Okada.
Okay. Now, some of these picks are not going to give a lot of background on since, you know, we kind of have to go quick here at 30 picks each. But for first overall here, and for people's first picks, I feel like that's worthy of some explanation. So why Okada over anyone else in the world?
You know, I think that over the last 6 years, Okada has been one of the most complete wrestlers in the world. He has led his company to new heights. And I feel like that having him first overall gives me a lot of possibilities because he's really been, since going back to New Japan, kind of restrained to people in like the New Japan Ring of Honor, kind of alliance world of matches. So I feel like that I could pick someone outside of that world and present an interesting first time matchup.
Can I also add that I actually think he's more popular since losing the title?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
I feel like the anti-Okada like backlash that had formed a little bit has really dissipated. And given the like not great title reign that's followed him so far, I think it's made Okada look a lot better in hindsight too. So I think Okada is very popular right now, both in certain Twitter circles and just like if you listen to crowd pops and shows and stuff on both in both countries. So good.
It's almost like that wasn't about Okada to begin with.
Wow. Just say what you think, Alex. I guess that's what the theme of the show is anyway. But anyway, so my first pick, does anyone want to say it for me?
Naito.
Yes. My pick is Tetsuya Naito. If you're surprised by this, I hope you enjoy your first episode of Wrestling Omakase. I think he's the greatest wrestler in the world. I think it's not really particularly close. I think the way he's been used in Dragon Gate, or in Dragon Gate, in New Japan this year is a joke. He'd probably be used better in Dragon Gate. I think it's a fucking joke, and I think he is clearly the top wrestler, and gives me a strong voting base too, since many people in the cult of Naito, let's say, follow me on Twitter, so it may not surprise you. I assume that will help my chances in the poll as well. But yes, obviously my first pick is Naito. Very surprising, I know. Alex, who's your first pick? I bet I can guess, actually, but go ahead.
It's Kenny Omega.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed.
Yeah, we talked about this in the Slack a bunch this week, but I'm not a huge fan of Kenny Omega's title reign so far either, but I think it's also been bereft of ideas and bereft of challengers. And I think we're going to bring some fresh ideas and get a new Kenny Omega run started.
Yeah, see, people I'm sure think of me as an Omega hater. I would not disagree with that at all. I think the way it's been booked has just probably even more so to do with it than anything Kenny has done. I think, you know, just like you're saying, that Cody as a two-time challenger now really doesn't help. The whole like best bout machine thing has gone way too far and just made him very uninteresting as a champion. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, and some of that's partly his fault, but I do think a lot of it is the booking, even though I think also, like, in some ways his wrestling style has been, like, the flaws in it have been magnified since he became champion. But a lot of it I do think is the booking, I would agree. All right, Oat, you have two picks here. Do you want me to stop calling you Oat? Should I call you Jake?
I'm sorry. Either's fine. I don't care.
Okay, I wrote you down as Oat, so I keep calling
whatever's
you
more comfortable.
What are your first two picks?
I'm going to pick Kota Ibushi.
Okay, strong pick.
Because everyone loves Kota Ibushi.
Yes, very true. We all pick New Japan people.
I kind of felt that coming. And my second pick is going to be LA Park.
Going for that meme right vote.
It's not a... Okay, Joe Lanza. All right.
I'm just saying, that is true. He's crossed over from the meme vote. Alex, who is your second pick?
My second pick is going to be Walter.
Any explanation behind Walter?
He's one of the best wrestlers in the world right now. He is a draw for a large segment of the indie audience. And I'm going for a diversified card. And if I'm going to go with top-end diversified talent, Kenny Omega and Walter are two very strong picks.
Okay. Diversify white people. No, I'm just kidding. Didn't we go through this last time? I think we did. I think you picked a lot of
it. Yeah, it was because you overvalued every New Japan wrestler, and I was picking value.
All right. You did win, so I guess I have to. But my second pick is going to be Shuji Ishikawa. I just think he's the best non-Naito wrestler in the world, and I have a million ideas of what I could do with him in a card like this. And I don't know if I'm really worried Mike would take him, but I think it's at least vaguely possible. So I don't want to give him a chance with two picks. So yeah, Shuji's my next pick. Mike, you get two picks here.
Yeah, like the interesting thing now is, I guess, John, both you and I have had experience being sandwich picks that you kind of have to get stuff out of the way because you don't want other people to take them by the time it's your go-around. My next pick is Rush, and he was my first overall pick in the Lucha draft, so that should be no huge surprise. I'm going to choose Rush here, and then I'm going to sandwich that pick with Shingo Takagi. I think that he's someone that could be... It's going to be a very interesting week for Shingo Takagi one way or the other. So I'm going to grab him now.
That's a good point. All right, my third pick, I thought a bit about this, and it might be a reach at this point. I don't know how Ox and Jake are feeling, but I really want to grab him because I think I can probably book him in something that will catch people's interest. And he's being booked very terribly where he is right now, so it makes a lot of sense. My third pick is Daniel Bryan. That's my third pick. Alex, who is your third pick?
Well, that actually makes things easier because he was a sore thumb on the board for me. Didn't really fit with my plan, but was somebody that I was probably going to have to take anyways because he was sitting there, and I think there's enough you can do with him. But I'm going to throw a curveball out here, something that you really wouldn't expect from me, especially if you follow what I generally think about wrestling. I'm going to take Roman Reigns.
Wow. All right. See, now I fucking was sitting on him because I thought I could wait until, because I thought I took him way too early in the WWE New Japan draft. And I was like, I can wait till like the back half at least. But
you did, but I had to think about it. And my think resulted in a new idea.
Uh huh. Well, it's definitely earlier than I thought he would go.
Me too.
Jake, who is your third and your fourth pick?
Oh, boy. My third pick is going to be, man, I'm going to take John Cena because he's a big star. And I feel like there's all kinds of bizarre matchups you can give John Cena that you don't think about at first, but would still be interesting because I think he can do just about anything. And my fourth pick is going to be Masashi Takeda.
Aha, going for a certain vote there for sure. Alex,
who has been on fire this year.
Yes, he's really showed you getting more talk for like rest of the year type categories. Alex, who is your fourth pick?
That's a quick turnaround. I thought you were going to have a bit more of a description there.
He's a deathmatch wrestler. Everyone loves him. Come on.
Fair enough. I am going to take the man of the hour. I will take Pac.
He's definitely in the headlines.
Yes, he is.
So I should have mentioned before the draft that we can take injured wrestlers. We did discuss that off the air. It's not something I'm making up right now. But I'm saying that because I am going to take Hiromu Takahashi. I think he's possibly the best wrestler in the world before he went down. And again, I have a natural partner with him here if I want to do a tag match. And I just think he's fucking fantastic and has a very large fan base. So that's my next pick. And I'm not, again, not convinced Mike might not take him with one of his next two. Mike, who is your...
Sorry, I will point out real quick about taking Pac that I tried to take him originally in my first draft back when he was called Neville, and he wouldn't let me, so I'm very excited to have him now. Welcome to the team.
Okay. Mike, who's your fourth and your fifth pick?
You know, Alex probably sniped my fifth pick there. I wasn't going to use it. I had one person who I was definitely going to draft here, and that is Pete Dunne. So fourth is Pete Dunne. And yeah, Alex sniped Pac. Like, I woke up early to watch that match, and it was his return, and it lived up to expectations. My next pick is going to be I had him a second go on my list. I have a really ridiculous long list. Oh, Kento Miyahara.
That's a rough one because I was probably going to take him next.
Didn't think he'd be on the board when he came back. So,
so with my next pick, I am going to take Mike really fucked me up there. But I guess if I miss one young babyface Japanese ace, I can go with another one. I'm going to take Konosuke Takeshita. The young ace of DDT. Alex, who is your fifth pick?
My fifth pick is going to be another WWE champion who's doing very little and might have just a little bit left in the tank. I'm going to take AJ Styles.
Get that homophobia. Jake.
That's mostly why I took him.
Yeah.
I think you know that about me.
I'm just kidding, but I fucking hate him. Jake, your fifth and your sixth pick.
I'm going to take Pentagon Jr. with my fifth pick. And I'm going to take Hiroshi Tanahashi with my sixth pick.
I see. I see some.
I'm surprised he's still on the board, but yeah. I'm glad he is.
Jake, you have a lot of like top baby faces here already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not a bad plan in a popularity contest. Alex, who is your sixth pick?
All right. My sixth pick is going to be Will Ospreay.
Hmm.
Just going for what I see to be the top talent on the board right now. Will is having a great year worldwide. Love his work and throw something together for him.
With my sixth pick, I'm going to take Ricochet. Again, I don't trust Mike to leave him there any longer. Why, you're going to take him next, aren't you?
No, actually, I wasn't.
Okay. I just figured with the Dragon Gate connection, if you're going to take anybody, it's going to be him. But I guess I was wrong. I was just straining to think, I need another WWE person. Who the fuck do I actually like in this company? And that's like one of them. So, yeah, Ricochet is my sixth pick. Mike, your sixth and your seventh picks.
I'm going to take Yo and Sho.
Oh, that's a little bit like off the board. I didn't expect them to go so early.
I got plans for them. I got plans.
That's fair. I mean, it's not a criticism, more just like a, ooh. my seventh pick, I feel like I need to start drafting some women. I want like a Joshi presence on my show. And if I'm worried about anybody going, it's probably Io Shirai. So I'm taking Io Shirai with my seventh pick. Alex, who do you have your seventh pick?
My seventh pick is going to be Phoenix.
Mm.
Top guy in one of the main regions in the world, and great presence in America. Tons of fun to watch.
Fair enough. Jake, your seventh and eighth picks. Jake?
Sorry, muted myself. seventh. I'm going to take Andrade Almas.
Mm.
And eighth, I'm glad we clarified that this before the show, but I'm going to take Atsushi Onita, number eight.
Wow.
Out of retirement. And ready to roll.
Stealing from Mike here. Alex, who's your eighth pick?
I will take Matt Riddle.
I forgot he existed, honestly. he went to the fucking witness protection program in WWE. So my eighth pick, I already have Io. I'm going to go ahead and grab Mayu Iwatani. Just, you know, if I can have the team, I can have them fight each other. Either way, it's a guaranteed, like, fucking five-star match on my show. Mike, your eighth and ninth picks.
Okay. My eighth pick is Masato Yoshino. My ninth pick is Naruki Doi.
I waited fucking too long. Ugh.
If you really want to fuck over Mike, there's still someone on the board you can take.
Okay. No, I don't know. Do you want to just tell me?
No, because I want to draft him next.
So I figured out he's male. That's good.
I said them. Thank you.
Oh, you did say them. Okay. Yeah, I can't really think of what you're talking about. Maybe you're talking about a luchador, but I can't think of who. So I'm just going to take my favorite luchador because he's the only one I get to watch that often. Dragon Lee is going to be my next pick. Sure, that's not who you're thinking of, but tell me in a second. Alex, who's your ninth pick?
Oh, my ninth pick. Let's go. I'm going to go with Austin Aries. Hometown guy. I've always got a sweet spot for a hometown guy. And I think he's been criminally underrated, well, for a while. But especially this year, his output has really surpassed the attention given to it. I think he's been really good.
If he's a new LIJ member, I'm going to jump off a building.
Well, he didn't train at the Animal Hamaguchi School, Johns. So I think he might be okay.
Jake, your ninth and tenth picks.
I'm going to take Akira Tozawa.
Oh, that's who you're talking about.
Yeah. He's really good.
I forget he exists because, again, he's in fucking witness protection.
Like, honestly, when Daniel Bryan got drafted earlier, I forgot that he was eligible. So.
Well, to be fair, I don't think WWE monitors his social media because all he does is shit post former Dragon Gate guys. So
yeah. And with my next pick, I'm going to pick kind of the talk of the town here this year, especially Bandido.
Alex, your 10th pick.
My
third of the way done.
What's that?
I said a third of the way done.
So quick, you know. I will. Ooh, so many directions. I'm going to go with the tragically injured but always beloved Joey Janela.
Fair enough. I think you still have an. Oh no, you do have one non-white person on your show. That's cool. I guess two. I forgot what Roman. I always forget Roman Reigns isn't white. My 10th pick, I am going to go with. I distracted myself by cracking on Alex's whiteness. I'm going to go with. This might be a reach, but I'm worried about Mike taking him. I'm going with Masaaki Mochizuki.
Ooh.
I really want him on my card. I have a match idea that I think will be really good, possibly even main event with it, and I'm not really willing to let Mike grab him. So he's still good. He could be fucking 100 years old. He's still going to be good somehow. So,
I mean, I think he really is the best wrestler over the age of 45 in the world right now. So
yeah, I mean, that match with KZ.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was this year. All right, Mike, your 10th and 11th picks.
I'm going to try to steal some votes here by saying and defending the honor of Negro Casas as the best wrestler over 45. So just throwing that out there.
Okay. Damn, that was actually a match I had when I was like doing like ideas. It was Mochizuki versus Casas, and now I can't book that. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. 10th and 11th picks.
10th and 11th picks. I'm going to go Kita. A great luchador who's finally getting some time in AAA. And
wait, who the fuck? Sorry,
her name is spelled K-E-Y-R-A. That's pronounced Keita. And I'm just gonna book a match right here at Shayna Baszler.
Okay. And I was respecting women here and getting into the women act. It's good. My 11th pick. Speaking of respecting women, I am going with. The non-Japanese Joshi, Sasha Banks. That's my 11th pick. I don't know who just like went gave me my pick a fart noise, but
I was laughing at the non-Japanese Joshi.
Well, she kills herself and her opponent. So, what is more Joshi than that? Alex, your 11th pick.
Tomohiro Ishii.
Okay. The pick, I guess. finally get a Japanese person. I guess that's good.
Good lord, you are touchy about this.
Jake, your 11th and 12th picks.
I'm going to go back-to-back WWE picks here. I'm going to take Becky Lynch and Rusev.
Rusev, another guy who, like, I forget is still, like, a thing. What is he even doing now? I have no idea.
He's going to do something cool tonight. So,
well, that's good. I'm glad someone remembers he's alive. Alex, who's your 12th pick?
My 12th pick, I probably don't have to take him this early. Actually, I know I don't have to take him this early. But I am rounding out a certain portion of my card. I'm going to take the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Cody.
Cool. New Japan main eventer in Sumo Hall, so
yep.
Back home for him.
Hey, double champion Cody Rhodes.
I'm really excited for you to book Kenny Cody 3 for all of us.
Hey, get excited.
Hey, Daddy eats first, okay? Daddy eats first.
So fucking terrible. 12th pick. I'm going to. I told everybody to have your picks ready, and then I have none of my picks ready. I'm very good at this.
Some of us made up a draft board, John.
I don't have to take this guy this early, but like, I really want him, so I might as well just fucking do it. I'm going to take Jun Akiyama with my 12th pick. Mike, who is your 12th pick and your 13th?
All right. I'm actually surprised these people haven't been drafted yet, so... Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson.
Young Bucks.
I'll find a place for them somewhere.
As they are commonly referred to. With my 13th pick, I guess I should probably take like another American. I've been thinking about this. You know, fuck, I'm just going to take fucking Mako Satomura. Fuck it. I don't like America. Alex, what's your 13th pick?
Well, I'm not going to give out my judgment on America, but I do love Milwaukee, so give me Tommaso Ciampa.
Having a series of matches this year.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my picks I fully realize and understand are having what you might call down years. But I love their talent, and I have a plan.
Okay, fair enough. Your 13th and 14th picks, Jake?
Death to America, Daisuke Sakamoto, and Momo Watanabe.
Oh, my God! I really thought I could wait forever on her!
I know you've been talking about the year that she's been having, so I thought I had to take it. Eventually, you know.
She's so fucking good. Okay, Alex, your I guess your 14th pick.
Yeah. So my main plan is already taken care of, so now we can start getting weird. And we're gonna I guess this pick isn't particularly weird, but there are going to be some weird things happening in the near future. I'll take Oscar right away.
Like who? I'm sorry?
Oscar.
Oh, Asuka. I'm sorry. They said Oscar. I'm like, who the fuck's Oscar?
I'm assuming WWE Oscar.
Yeah, waiting for WWE.
Yeah. I assumed Alex meant WWE. I doubt he's watching Wave.
So.
Yeah. Alex, nothing against it. I just don't know it.
Yeah. So my 14th pick. See, now I'm fucking freaked out that by Jay taking Momo Watanabe this long. So if he's going to base his picks on my wrestling opinions, I cannot wait to take Miyu Yamashita because I think she's possibly the best wrestler in the world right now. I mean, especially with Naito not being pushed correctly. So, yeah, that's my 14th pick, and I really want her bad on my card. So, Miyu Yamashita, my 14th pick. Mike, give me your 14th and 15th picks.
My first one is Negro Casas. My next one's Nick Gage.
Ooh, I'm a little bit surprised he took this long to go too. I wouldn't really have any ideas for him, but I would have thought like Jake would have grabbed him by now.
I've got other ideas.
Okay, fair enough. My 15th pick, I don't particularly think he's having the year that people think he's having, and I don't think he's that good, but I need someone else WWE, and I guess, I mean, if you're going to name a main roster MVP, I guess it would be him. I'm going to take Seth Rollins. I'm a little surprised it's still on the board, but there you go. Alex, give me your 15th pick.
Brock Lesnar.
Ooh, that was the other guy I was thinking about, actually. Yeah. Especially since people were not expecting to take him. But good pick. I was probably going to take him when it came back to me.
Well, now you aren't.
Yeah, now I'm not. It's true. Jake, give me your 15th pick only. Don't give me your 16th.
Okay. My 15th pick is going to be Flamita.
Okay. So, Alex, read me back all your picks so far, since we're exactly halfway done.
From the top or from...
Oh, wait, actually, sorry, Jake. You go Jake to Mike. Okay. Yeah, Jake, read back your picks so far.
Okay. I have selected Kota Ibushi, L.A. Park, Hiroshi Tanahashi, John Cena, Masashi Takeda, Daisuke Sekimoto, Pentagon Jr., Atsushi Onita, Akira Tozawa, Bandido and Flamita, Becky Lynch, and Momo Watanabe.
All right. Alex, give me your picks. I don't care what order. It's whatever you want.
I'll start from the top. I took Kenny Omega, Walter, Roman Reigns, Pac, AJ Styles, Will Ospreay, Phoenix, Matt Riddle, Austin Aries, Joey Janela, Tomohiro Ishii, Cody, Tommaso Ciampa, Asuka, and Brock Lesnar.
I should know, by the way, I have no idea how to spell Ciampa's first name. I just type random letters, basically. My picks, I have Tetsuya Naito, Shuji Ishikawa, Daniel Bryan, Hiromu Takahashi, Konosuke Takeshita, Ricochet, Io Shirai, Mayu Iwatani, Dragon Lee, Masaki Mochizuki, Sasha Banks, Jun Nakayama, Meiko Satomura, Miyu Yamashita, and Seth Rollins. Mike, who are your picks?
All right, I have Kazuchika Okada, Rush, Shingo Takagi, Pete Dunne, Kento Miyahara, Yo and Sho, Masato Yoshino, Naruki Doi, Kita, Shayna Baszler, Nick Jackson, Matt Jackson, Nigar Casas, and Nick Gage.
I should also note, no idea how to spell Shayna Baszler's name either. Jake, your 16th pick.
Okay, my 16th pick is... Let's go with Chris Hero, or Cassius Ohno.
I'm Chris Hero, fuck WWE.
I guess he'd be wrestling as Chris Hero on this theoretical card. So. Good.
Alex, give me your 16th pick.
All right, I'm going to take an up-and-coming mid-card champion in one of the hottest territories in the world, Taichi.
All right, you got me. I'm just going to wait around and take him, and Alex is just like, fuck you, John, with this pick. I thought I could take him 30th, honestly.
Well,
I'm going to make a big show of it and be like, oh, I forgot Taichi again, but no. Okay, nope. Alex ruined it. All right, my 16th pick, I am going to take the next KOD Open Weight Champion, Daisuke Sasaki, the King of Losers. Mike, give me your 16th pick.
Okay, my 16th pick is Zack Sabre Jr.
Yep.
And my...
Actually. And your 17th, yep.
Yeah. All right, my 17th pick will be... Shima.
Damn it. I was going to take him next. I thought I could wait. I should have known you were going to fucking take him.
I was surprised he lasted this long either.
Yeah.
But actually, it probably would have been either me or you to draft him. So.
Yeah, I was going to take him next. I thought I could wait. My 17th pick, I don't know if anyone else is going to take him, but I don't want to not have him. So I'm going to take Tetsuya Endo. Alex, your 17th pick.
I am going to take Tom Lawler.
Tom Lawler. Interesting. I don't even watch MLW, so I have no idea. Jake, your 17th and 18th picks.
Okay, I'm going to take Hideki Suzuki.
Ooh, I thought I could wait on him too. Wow. Jake, I need to keep remembering, like, Jake and I have the most similar taste in wrestling of anybody here, probably. But except you like more, you when it comes to Japanese stuff,
I feel like the stuff we like is similar, but we don't watch most of the same promotions at all.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to describe it, actually.
Yeah, like I don't like DDT, and I really don't watch Joshi at all.
Yeah.
But stylistically, yeah, I think we're on the same page. So Hideki Suzuki, and I don't remember what number we're on, but my other pick is going to be Puma King.
Your 18th pick. Right, who wants to make the joke? Anybody want to make the joke?
Now, that's like 3 weeks old.
I would like to actually, I would actually like to thank Ryan Satin for increasing the profile of Puma King.
It was pretty funny how that worked out. I mean, the new jokes are all cage size seats for me.
Yeah.
That was the, like, people were talking about that for hours before I saw the original tweet. And then when I finally saw the tweet, I'm like, actually, wow, it's way worse than I could have guessed. Like, the fact that they called them Super Junior, the Super Junior, like, do they think all junior heavyweights are called Super Juniors all the time? It's just amazing on, like, so many levels. Oh, Alex, your 18th pick.
My 18th pick is Worldwide Rookie of the Year, Ronda Rousey.
God, I fucking hate her. I'm glad she's off the board. I was tempted to take her anyway, just for star power. My 18th pick, I want to go really off the board and pick someone who I don't think people would expect him to take. And I think he has, like, real star potential. And as a guy I saw live for the first time in Chicago, I think he's going to blow up in a big way. Shane Strickland is my 18th pick. So
off the board. I like that pick. I think he's really underrated. I think he gets lumped in with, like, a boring group of maybe that's a bit harsh, but he doesn't get lumped in with the high-end indie guys, and I think he can absolutely do everything they can do and be more entertaining in some cases.
I think he got his PWG shot too early.
Yeah.
It would have been like a year later. He would have been a lot bigger.
Mike, your 18th and 19th picks.
For the record, I had Shane Strickland on my board because I did research.
Well, I'm saying off the board for me is what I meant.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
No one would expect, who the fuck was expecting me to take Shane Strickland before this fucking podcast started?
So. I would be surprised that you watched the promotion in the United States, but you All right, I'm going to take Trent Seven and Tyler Bate.
I know who they are. Are they British? Oh, no, that's not British Strong Style.
Yes, they are.
They are, yeah.
Oh, they are British Strong Style, okay. See, I know lots about American and European wrestling. I knew a tag team.
Well, so the two of them are Mustache Mountain, but they're part of British Strong Style.
I see.
Done.
Okay.
So
I feel like the terms are used interchangeably now.
It's a 5-star match, John. Where you been?
I didn't. I think I saw the takeover one. I don't think I saw the TV one. The TV one's the one he gave 5 stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it. My 19th pick. I've been thinking about this one. I don't know. I think I'm gonna go back to Japan. Very shocking to people, I know. And a guy who has not quite come back yet, but is about to come back. And since we said injured guys are fine anyway, I'm going to go Yuji Okabayashi. My 19th pick. Alex, give me your 19th pick.
With my 19th pick, I'm going to grab... All right, let's get weird. Falaba.
I love that pick. Wouldn't have picked him, but I love the pick.
Fair enough.
Jake, your 19th and 20th picks.
Okay, I am going to take... who's going to get... I'll take Jordan Grace and Colt Cabana.
Colt Cabana. All right. Didn't see that one coming. Alex, your 20th pick.
With my 20th pick, I apologize if this is already gone, but has anybody taken Kairi Sane yet?
No.
I will say Kairi Sane.
Okay. I was thinking about it, but just never got around to it. My 20th pick. I'm going to go off the board again. I'm going to take his opponent from the – or Shane Strickland's opponent from the AEW show I went to. I'm going to go Darby Allin.
Good pick.
Yeah, I liked him a lot, and I think he's a another American indie guy I can feature on my show here. Mike, give me your 20th and 21st picks.
Okay, I'm going to pick Isami Kodaka, which I know is a stun for, which is a stun for John hearing me say that person's name.
I thought I could wait on him too. Fuck.
And then for my next pick, I'm going to choose Munenori Sawa.
Ooh, that's a good pick too. Okay, for my 21st pick, go a number of different ways. If I want another female wrestler, I'm going to go Hana Kimura. I think she's fucking awesome and has a lot of room to grow still, and I can feature her in a really cool match probably. But yeah, Hana Kimura is my 21st pick. Alex, who's your 21st pick?
With my 21st pick, I'm going to take... I can't tell if you guys know I'm stalling or not with my cape. But I'm going to take one of my favorite wrestlers, somebody I took in the original draft where I defeated John and actually main evented with him. I'm going to take Big E.
Big E. Jake, your 21st and 22nd picks. Jake, you can mute yourself again.
Sorry, yeah, I muted myself again. I'm going to take the Dirty Daddy, Chris Dickinson.
Ooh.
And Tim Thatcher.
Tim Thatcher. Clearly, Mike thought, clearly thought Mikey could wait on him.
Yeah, there comes that idea.
Come on, against the Evolve super fan over here, you can't sleep on Tim Thatcher.
My bad.
And then who's your 22nd pick?
Oh, I said Chris Dickinson and Tim Thatcher were my two picks.
Oh, sorry, I meant Alex's 22nd pick.
Oh, okay.
My 22nd pick is going to be Oney Lorcan.
Oney Lorcan.
Forgot he existed.
And for my 22nd pick, I was trying to actually look somebody up, but it didn't actually work. Okay, so my 22nd pick, there's a couple different ways I could go. I'm thinking, there's very bad stalling clearly, but I've kind of gone through all the people that I was like, I have to have, or they've been taken already, obviously. So I'm gonna go KZ.
Good pick.
I think he had the only Dragon, one of the very few Dragon Gate matches I saw this year, and he was awesome in it. I think he'd be a great lower card guy for my card. So yeah, KZ is my 22nd pick. Mike, give me your 22nd and 23rd picks.
My 22nd pick is 22nd, right? Is Kazuhiko Nakajima.
Sure. That's a good pick.
I'm going to my backup plans now. But then my 23rd pick is... My 23rd pick is going to be Forastero.
It's another good pick. My 23rd pick, this is maybe a reach still at this point, but I really don't want to not be able to draft him, given... that I'm a little bit surprised he's even actually no, not a reach. I'm still surprised he's still on the board. I mean, he might be really old, but he's very good still, and you know, had a good year. Maybe some up and down stuff. Minoru Suzuki is my 23rd pick. Alex, give me your 23rd pick.
With my 23rd pick, I'm going to grab Taji Ishimori.
Sure. He was in like I probably should have taken him earlier because he's in my match of the year, but I did not do it. So there you go, Jake. Give me your 23rd and 24th picks.
Okay, I'm gonna take Jaka to round out Doom Patrol here. Zeus from, she's not really in any promotion mainly right now, but Luchadora, just actually in the Mae Young Classic, I think.
Alex, give me your 24th pick.
Whoo, 24th pick. Let's go. I will take noted dick wrestler Joey Ryan.
That's a, dare I say, a ballsy pick.
I love it.
My 24th pick, I'm going to take El Desperado. He's another guy that I've thought very highly of this year. Might be a little bit of a reach at this point, but I definitely do not want anyone else to take him. So,
Colt Cabana and Joey Ryan are off the board. I don't think there are any reaches left.
Mike, your 24th and 25th picks.
Rounding out the Nueva Generación Dinamita, I'm taking Quachero and Sansón.
Sure.
Tip of my tongue.
The only person I was afraid might snipe one of them is Jake, and that would have been just to be a jerk.
I would never be a jerk.
My 25th pick. Oh God, this is starting to get to the point where like some people that I didn't actually think were going to some people that I didn't actually think were going to be available still, but I don't know. Like I'm stalling for time here because I really got no clue. Oh, who's my 25th pick? I'm trying to think. Like there has to be someone really obvious I'm not thinking of that's still on the board that I really wanted, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. I guess I'm going to go with, you from Tokyo Joshi Pro. No one else is going to take her, so it probably doesn't matter, but
I don't think really anyone else in this call knows who that is. So
yeah, so
I know who she is.
All right.
I keep up with things. I'm on the pulse.
Go me with your 25th pick.
25th pick is let's go Hiroki Goto.
Sure. I really thought about him hard actually, so I should have probably taken him. Jake, who's your 25th and 26th picks?
I'm going to take one half of LAX, Santana. And I will take Yuji Hino.
Oh, fuck. I thought of him too. I should have gone for him.
Because swear words are really cool.
They are really cool. The fucking bomb. The fucking body press. Alex, who is your 26th pick?
Jeez, guys. I was Googling. You'll need some better descriptions for your picks. That said, without any description whatsoever, I'm going to take Cesaro.
Cesaro.
He's another one who's still alive, believe it or not.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I mean, that's what happens when you have a...
I'm trying to draft stars, okay? I don't have time for Cesaro.
We'll find stars.
Okay, so people who are still alive that probably no one else is going to take, but I want... I'm going to take Utami Hayashishita, the... super rookie in Stardom. I think I have an idea for a match for her that I think would be fun. And that's pretty much it. Taking Utami Hayashishita. Mike, who is your 26th pick?
My 26th pick is Jonathan Gresham. And then, oh geez, I had that one lined up. I didn't think of the other one. You know what? I'm actually kind of surprised they're on the board. I take PCO.
Sorry, who?
PCO.
Oh, PCO, yeah. 27th pick, PCO. My 27th pick, I am going to take Fucked Up Wrestling for a Fucked Up World. I'm going to take Mao for 27th pick. Alex, give me your 27th pick.
My 27th pick is... Hmm. You know what? I've had a theme going on. Give me Silas Young. John knows how I feel about Silas Young.
Trying to win with an all Milwaukee card, I guess.
Yep, all Milwaukee Battle Royale.
Jake, give me your 27th and 28th picks.
All right, well, I'm going to round out these tag teams here and get Ortiz, the other half of LAX, and Tiger, who I don't believe is a king, but he is Puma King's brother.
Okay. Just not, he's not good enough to be a king, apparently, just a tiger. Regular old tiger. Alex, give me your 28th pick.
My 28th pick is one of the best build guys in all of pro wrestling right now. I think I have both of the best build guys. I'm going to take Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
That man knows how to sell shit.
It is true. He definitely does. My 28th pick, I'm just staying DDT and taking my favorite wrestlers who are still on the board, I guess. I'm going to take Keisuke Ishii. Actually, just announced he's going to Gambare. So there you go. Got to get that Gambare vote. Mike, your 28th and 29th picks.
My 28th pick is Cranio. He is the holder of La Copa de los Woods. And the my 29th pick is Jiro Eichmann Kiroshio.
Oh, that's a good pick. Actually, that inspires me. And I'm going to my 29th pick is someone I should have taken a long time ago. I'm going to take Shotaro Ashino, the Wrestle 1 champion. Alex, give me your 29th pick.
With my 29th pick, I'm going to take... Bully, Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman. He's still kicking, huh?
Still kicking.
Jake, your 29th and your 30th and final pick.
All right. So you got to finish strong, right?
You do got to finish strong.
So I'm going to draft.
It's probably worth doing, so.
29th pick overall. No, not overall. Times four, whatever. Stocker Chikawa.
Okay. Nice.
And number 30, he's wrestled this year, so I don't want to hear any back talk on this one, but the Great Khali.
Oh, all right. Certainly a pick. Alex, you're 30.
I see that Jake is booking here. I'm very much for it.
My 30th and final pick is number 443 on the PWI 500. Voices of Wrestling's own WrestleNomics radio host, Brandon Thurston.
Hey, you pulled this. Didn't someone pull this gimmick on the
indie? I drafted him on the indie show, yeah.
Okay. So keep going.
I didn't listen to that one.
I did win, so that might be a good luck charm for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my 30th pick. I can't think of anyone like super fucking wacky to match the wackiness here. Fuck. Who can I pick 30th? That would be wacky. I mean, if we're picking based on being active in one match, I'm going to take Stephanie McMahon. She did wrestle this year. She did wrestle this year. And we're going to see Stephanie McMahon in a Joshi match, folks. That's who I'm taking my 30th pick.
There's another person who wrestled this year that I can't believe hasn't been taken yet.
Wait, well, I guess let Mike pick first. But no, Stephanie's going to get her head kicked off. That's a draw. Nobody wants to see Stephanie get her head kicked off.
Not as much as I want to see my show.
Okay. Mike, what's your 30th pick?
I'm going back and forth on this one, but I think this person really ties the last match I'm trying to book on my card together. Kind of supernova the last 2 months, Marco Stunt.
Marco Stunt. All right, so Alex, who is this person that you can't believe wasn't taken?
Former major world champion David Arquette.
Oh, that's true.
He's back on the map this year.
All right, so we all have our 30. I guess, Mike, read off your 30 names.
Starting from the top?
Whatever you want to do, buddy.
All right, the first overall pick was Kazuchika Okada. My second pick was Rush. My third pick was Shingo Takagi. My fourth pick was Pete Dunne. My fifth pick was Kento Miyahara. My sixth pick was Yo. My seventh pick was Sho. My eighth pick was Masato Yoshino. My ninth pick was Naruki Doi. My tenth pick was Keita. My 11th pick was Shayna Baszler. My 12th pick was Nick Jackson. My 13th pick was Matt Jackson. My 14th pick was Negro Casas. My 15th pick was Nick Gage. My 16th pick was Zack Sabre Jr. My 17th pick was Shima. My 18th pick was Trent Seven. My 19th pick was Tyler Bate. My 20th pick was Isami Kodaka. My 21st pick was Minoru Sawa. My 22nd pick was Kazuhiro Nakajima. My 23rd, 24th, and 25th pick were Forastero, Quattro, and Sanson of Nueva Generacion Dinamita. My 26th pick was Jonathan Gresham. My 27th pick was PCO. My 28th pick was Cranio. My 29th pick was Jiro Eichmann Kuroshio. And my 30th pick was Marco Stunt.
All right, so I have Tetsuya Naito, Shuji Ishikawa, Daniel Bryan, Hiromu Takahashi, Konosuke Takeshita, Ricochet, Io Shirai, Mayu Iwatani, Dragon Lee, Masaki Mochizuki, Sasha Banks, Jun Akiyama, Meiko Satomura, Miyu Yamashita, Seth Rollins, Daisuke Sasaki, Tetsuya Endo, Shane Strickland, Yuji Okabayashi, Darby Allin, Hana Kimura, KZ, Minoru Suzuki, El Desperado, Yu, Utami Hayashishita, Mao, Keisuke Ishii, Shotaro Oshino, and Stephanie McMahon. Alex, you're 30.
Oh, all right. My 30 are Kenny Omega, Walter, Roman Reigns, Pac, AJ Styles, Will Ospreay, Phoenix, Matt Riddle, Austin Aries, Joey Janela, Tomohiro Ishii, Cody, Tommaso Ciampa, Asuka, Brock Lesnar, Taichi,
yes,
Tom Lawler, Ronda Rousey, Fala Ba, Kairi Sane, Big E, Oni Lorcan, Taji Ishimori, Joey Ryan, Hiroki Goto, Cesaro, Silas Young, Chris Jericho, Braun Strowman, and Brandon Thurston.
Jake, give me your picks.
All right, I drafted L.A. Park, John Cena, Kota Ibushi, Masashi Takeda, Becky Lynch, Alexander Rusev, Tozawa, Yuji Hino, Stalker Ichikawa, Hideki Suzuki, Momo Watanabe, Bandito, Flamita, Puma King, Tiger, Atsushi Onita, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Andrade Almas, Pentagon Jr., Zeus East, Daisuke Sekimoto, Chris Hero, Colt Cabana, Great Khali, Tim Thatcher, Jordan Grace, Chris Dickinson, Jaka, Santana, and Ortiz.
All right, so that is the 30 picks, and folks, we are going to take a break here and put together our cards. Of course, through the magic of radio, you will not hear a thing except for the little, you know, insert song I put in here. But when we come back, we will have our cards, our full cards, and then it'll be up to you to decide in the Twitter poll who you want to win, who you thought had the best card. So we'll be right back in just a second with our cards. All right, so we have all put together our cards. Myself, Jake, and Alex all have massive 11 match shows. We're all putting together like fucking DDT Peter Pans here. And Mike has a 9-match show. He's done a little bit better here. But we've got some real long shows here. So I guess it's not that surprising. We have the entire world to draft from. So let's see what – I guess we should go in the same order we drafted. All right, or we can go backwards, actually. So, especially since Mike is coming in later anyway. All right, Jake, give me your opener. What is your opening match?
My opening match will be a 4-on-4 tag team match between Mexa Blood and the Coolest Cats. That's Bandito, Flamita, Puma King, and Tiger versus Team Pazuzu, which is Chris Dickinson, Jaka, Santana, and Ortiz.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's a eight-man tag opening. You start 11 matches. Wow.
Yep.
My first match is the first of two triangle elimination matches. I hate three ways, but at least if they are elimination, I like them a lot more. Because at least then you get a singles match at the end. I didn't know what to, this is basically I don't know what to do with the three of you match, right? I just, you know, the way it worked out, these three ended up all together. But it kind of worked out in that two of them have a lot of chemistry together and they can put on a good opening here. So Shane Strickland versus Darby Allin versus Keisuke Ishii. That is my opener. Alex is supposed to go next. Fucked up. Alex, give me your opener.
All right. My opener is a, which one am I going to go with? I will go with Oney Lorcan versus Tomohiro Ishii.
Mm. It's a pretty cool opener.
Something sick match.
Yeah, something to get the crowd fired up and get everybody going.
All right. Oh, your second match.
My second match, going to slow things down a little bit from the opener, but still be an excellent match, of course. First time ever, Momo Watanabe versus Jordan Grace.
Ooh, that would be really good, actually. Alex, what's your second match?
My second match is going to be kind of an in-between second. You'll see what I mean when I go to my third match. But it's an elimination tag between the team of Silas Young and Chris Jericho, two of the best heels in the country, versus Hirooki Goto and Cesaro.
Ooh. So who's going to get eliminated first? Is it going to be Cesaro leaving Goto himself? Oh, Goto's going to eliminate first? Okay.
Yeah. So, like, the eliminations are going to go very quickly, but it's going to be, like, a solid, you know, 12 minutes of insanity before the first elimination, and then you've got another, like, 5 minutes with three eliminations probably.
So my second match is the second triangle elimination match. We're putting them both right at the start. And it's going to be Mako Satomura versus Hana Kimura versus Stephanie McMahon. So the two of them are going to fucking kick Stephanie's head off. And then after she's been destroyed, they can still have a pretty damn good regular match there. So that's my second triangle elimination match. Okay. Jake, give me your third match.
All right. My third match. Is everything okay?
I don't know, we're suddenly getting weird feedback.
All right, my third match is going to kill the crowd dead after those two hot openers here. We've got Tim Thatcher versus Hideki Suzuki.
I want to see it.
I know, it'll be great. It'll be excellent.
That'll be fucking awesome. The crowd probably take
a nap. I'm down for that.
The crowd will probably take a nap and Joe Lanza will like break his computer.
And I would give it 5 stars.
Alex, what's your third match?
My third match is what we're going to call the John Carroll special.
Oh,
it's a 5-way first fall match between Taichi, Ronda Rousey, Brock Lesnar, Tom Lawler, and Matt Riddle.
Why is this the me special?
Real shooter, Taichi.
Yes. Taichi's going in against the four, MMAers. And they're just going to beat the shit out of everybody in that match. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Is Taichi going to win? Please tell me Taichi's going to win.
It seems unlikely.
My third match, this is a dream match I didn't even realize I wanted until I picked them both. And I was like, wait a second. This would be fucking awesome. Because there's a couple here I planned, but this one I did not plan at all. But now I think it would be like a really awesome match. I think their styles would really mesh. Minoru Suzuki versus Shotaro Ashino. That is my third pick, or my third match. All right, so Mike can finally get in the action here with his opener. Mike, what is your opener?
All right. So my opener is going to be the second ever Copa de la Woods, or La Copa de los Woods. The first one was a 3-way trios match. However, this one is going to be a ladder match, and it is PCO versus Cranio versus Jiro Eichmann Kurashiro and versus Marco Stunt.
That is quite the opener. Okay. Jake, your fourth match.
All right. This is, it's kind of fourth and fifth, but it's really just fourth. Stocker Ichikawa versus the Great Khali. You know, he does the thing where he loses in like 8 seconds and demands a rematch, and it goes a little longer, but he still jobs.
All right, that would be awesome.
A little bit of comedy to mix things up.
Alex, your fourth match.
Yeah, we're going into the absurd territory now, and I'm going to embrace it with Fall Ba versus Big E.
Okay. And my fourth match, I have. This was one I planned once I took you, I thought of this one. But it's basically my Joshi legit shooter. You know, both have legit backgrounds in similar martial arts. I'm going to go with you versus Utami Hayashishita. Which might mean something if you're a Joshi fan, but it doesn't mean anything to 3U. Mike, your second match.
My second match is... we already have the ladder out there, but we're going to make this into a 250 light tubes, panes of glass, Caribbean spiderweb death match, because these two people have been in death matches together, but they've not been in death matches one-on-one against each other. I'm talking about Nick Gage versus Asami Kodaka.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy. I never had a death match with Shelly.
I do my research.
Kind of a preview of, I went to the Nick Gage Invitational. They were both in the finals, so they did. Yeah. They did fight each other for quite a while, but...
Oh, okay.
But not one-on-one.
That's totally different.
Jake, give me your fifth match.
My fifth match is... So when you do like a big kind of fantasy dream card, you get some unlikely tag team partners that you've always wanted to see together, and that's why I have two guys that love to say fuck, Akira Tozawa and Yuji Hino, versus everyone's favorite... Noah tag team from 2015, Big in USA, Chris Hero and Colt Cabana.
that's pretty awesome. Alex, give me your fifth pick.
I'm kind of mixing the other matches that have been named in this round. I'm doing a no disqualification tornado tag match with a couple of unique teams. It's going to be Voice of Wrestling's own Brandon Thurston teaming with Braun Strowman going up against the Joeys, Janela and Ryan.
Ooh. I wonder if they'll talk about booking strategy for their two shows.
Good.
My fifth pick, I have two guys. From here on out, pretty much my singles matches are all like just dream matches that I would love to see that have no chance of happening or very little chance of happening at the very least in the current climate. Here I have two guys who are both like lucha influenced Japanese wrestlers who I think could have like a crazy like crowd brawl and like really hot junior match. So I have KZ of Dragon Gate taking on El Desperado as my fifth match. Mike, what is your third match?
I like that match a lot, John. That's a match I really want to see. This match is, we're getting into my, also someone to my dream match category. And this is Keita versus Shayna Baszler. I feel like that if Shayna, with her MMA background, and Keita, who is one of the most stiff luchadoras out there, and I just think that it would be fun just to let them just go at it for a while. You know, let's just see, can Keita put her down before Shayna tries to choke her out? We'll see. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. Jake, give me your sixth match.
Sixth match is two big boys going at it. We've got Rusev versus Daisuke Sekimoto.
All right, cool. That actually would be fucking awesome. I don't know why. I should undersell these because it would probably increase my chances of winning. But
it's a good strategy to shit on your opponents as much.
That would be really good though. So I got to be an objective journalist here. Alex, what is your sixth match?
Yep, six. It's one of the only matches that could really get me to pay attention in WWE right now, and it's my super, super deep dive into Joshi. It's Kairi Sane versus Asuka.
Ooh, very, very, very Joshi.
super deep Joshi fan, Alex Wendland.
A big, big Joshi fan. My sixth match, this is the only one of my quote-unquote dream singles matches that could happen because their promotions are like, you know, they do like crossover quite a bit. But I checked cage matches, never happened. I think it would be a fucking awesome match if it did happen. It's never happens in singles match. They have fought each other in tags. Jun Nakayama versus Yuji Okabayashi. That is my sixth pick. Or sixth match. I keep interchangeably saying match and pick. I should stop doing this. Mike, your fourth match here.
My fourth match, this is going to be under traditional Lucha Trios rules. It is going to be the British Strong Style Trio of Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven versus Nueva Generacion Dinamitas of Forastero, Quachero, and Sansón. And the captains will be Pete Dunne and Forastero.
So Jake, give me your seventh match. What's your seventh match?
All right, seventh. I've got Becky Lynch versus Zeus.
Cool.
Good match. And I don't want to say about it, but it would be really good. Trust me.
Alex, what's your seventh match?
My seventh match is the juniors match everybody has wanted to see for hours and hours. Taji Ishimori, Will Ospreay, and Pac in a triangle elimination match.
Ooh, yeah, that would be really good. My seventh match, so I need a no DQ match for Mao to showcase his unique brand of wrestling. And I wanted to go really Galaxy Brain's opponent. So somebody who I think they could both jump off a high shit and both take a bunch of wacky bumps. I'm going with Mao versus Seth Rollins as my seventh match.
And that's no DQ, right?
That is no DQ, yeah. Actually, no, you know what? Actually, it's false count anywhere. I just
okay. Said
false count anywhere. Is
booking on the fly.
Yeah. Mike, give me your fifth match.
My fifth match is going to be a technical special. These are four of the very best technical wrestlers. On one side, we have Negro Casas and Zack Sabre Jr. On the other side, we have Munenori Sawa and Jonathan Gresham.
Yeah, that would be fucking awesome. Jake, what is your eighth pick?
Eighth pick. Got two of the most charismatic wrestlers in the world here. One used to perfection, one... I feel like he needs to spread his wings and fly a little more in this regard. We've got Masashi Takeda versus Pentagon Jr. in a death match.
Ooh, that would be really good.
Pentagon, I feel like he knows he doesn't have to do them anymore, but it's what he's best at, so.
Alex, what is your eighth match?
Okay, so now is where I throw the wrench into the whole works. I have a whole swerve in my card here. From here on out, it is the Tournament of Champions. You may have noticed that I took a lot of world champions from various parts of the world, and there's an 8-man tournament to determine the champion of champions. So my last four matches are the first round of that tournament.
Okay. The semifinals and finals also on the same show?
You know, why not? I haven't booked it out yet. I kind of know who's going to go where, but we don't have to worry about that. If we want to talk about it, we can.
Okay, let's just say the first round is on this show, and the rest is at a later date.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so what's the eighth match?
The eighth match is Phoenix versus Austin Aries.
And what you might as well add what they're the champions of for people.
AAA and Impact.
All right. I'm for my eighth match. I really need these cards always need a crazy 6-man tag. And my eighth match here is Daisuke Sasaki and Tetsuya Endo, both of Damnation and DDT, teaming up with Hiromu Takahashi to take on the trio of Kanosuke Takeshita, Ricochet, and Dragon Lee. I think I'm going to give that like 25 minutes, something, just have the craziest fucking 6-man tag ever. Okay, so Mike, give me your sixth match.
All right, my sixth match. You're talking about a crazy match? Here's a triangle tag elimination match. Roppongi 3K, Yo and Sho versus Doyoshi Speed Muscle of Naruki Doi and Masato Yoshino versus the Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson.
Wow. Yeah,
we are just going to sprint.
That would be pretty nuts. Jake, your ninth match.
All right, once again, two of the most charismatic wrestlers in the world here. Kota Ibushi versus Andrade Cien Almas.
Ah, that would be really good. Alex, your ninth match, your next first round match here.
The next first round match is the WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, versus the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Cody.
Okay. You want to tell us who's going over in your tournament here? I assume Roman, right?
No, Cody's going over.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, it's not good. Not good for the match quality in your semifinal, but.
And, well, you know, I didn't want 50 Superman punches in the semifinal.
Just wanted no moves at all, Cody.
we'll go with Phoenix in the other match over Aries.
So is it Phoenix versus Cody? Are we doing these, like, brackets?
Yeah, I think let's do it that way.
Okay. Mike, who is your, what's your seventh match?
Oh, you need to go.
Oh, I didn't go. That's right. Sorry. I got so distracted by the fucking nerve to put Cody over Roman Reigns. All right. My ninth match is...
You need somebody who can build something, John.
You need somebody to put the crowd to sleep. My Joshi Dream Tag.
Roman in the building.
Thunder Rock, Io Shirai, and Mayu Iwatani taking on the team of Miyu Yamashita and Sasha Banks. I think that would be fucking awesome. It's a match I want to see. And that's what I'm picking for my ninth match. Mike, what is your seventh match?
My seventh match is like Gabe Sapolsky, main event anywhere in the world. Rush versus Kento Miyahara.
Ooh, that would be really good. And again, a first time ever match, so good one. Jake, your semifinal.
Semifinal, here we go. Two of the most charismatic wrestlers in the world. Two of the sort of aces of sort of the late 2000s, early 2010s here. John Cena versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Didn't that match? I think that match happened in the New Japan WWE episode. I think
that was on my card.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, having the rematch here. I mean, it's cool. I just think it's cool that, like.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that episode, so.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Alex, give me your semifinal.
My semifinal and also the second to last match in the Tournament of Champions is Walter versus AJ Styles.
Okay, and just tell them what the champions have since.
Oh, Walter is Progress, and I think he's PWG now, right?
Yes.
Yes, and AJ Styles is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, which isn't really a world champion anymore. I don't know.
the mid-card WWE title, yes. Yeah.
Genderweight.
The genderweight title. It is awesome that they just buried their own world title. It's fucking amazing. All right, so my semifinal.
Walter's going over there, by the way. Sorry.
Okay. My semifinal, the dream match to end all dream matches for me personally, but not my main event because I just think the main event it's just two guys who are bigger legends. But I think this would be like almost the perfect wrestling match. I don't see how it wouldn't be an outstanding, amazing, the greatest match of all time. Tetsuya Naito versus Shuji Ishikawa. Main event anywhere else in the world, but it's my semi-main here. Two of the best wrestlers on the planet Earth of all time, one-on-one.
I thought you had somehow drafted Naito twice.
Mike, give me your semifinal.
My semifinal is match two of a main event that could happen anywhere in the world / there's no way this match will ever happen ever again is Shingo Takagi versus Shima.
Oh, wow. That is kind of clever. And like their last match was fucking awesome. And you're
Shima's
right,
best singles match of his career. This is it. I'm getting him Joe Lanza's Hall of Fame vote with this match.
He's just never... I mean, in all seriousness, a Takashita match might do it. But
yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so Jake, your main event of the evening.
My main event is two of the most charismatic wrestlers in the world. LA Park versus Atsushi Onita, mask versus career. And those stipulations are definitely going to stick.
I was going to say, it should be like, I don't know, mask versus life. Is the only way you're actually going to keep them.
You
know, from...
You just kind of assume that there'll be run-ins. You know, Raijin Yaguchi is probably going to show up. Fiho de Park is going to be there probably. It'll be a lot of fun.
Alex, your main event, your final first-round match.
The final first-round match for the Team Wendland Tournament of Champions is Kenny Omega versus Tommaso Ciampa.
Yes, the IWGP and NXT champions. There you go.
Yes.
And who's winning your stupid tournament? Is it Kenny? Fucking Kenny?
No. Well, hold on a second. I'm gonna shuffle some things because I want Kenny and Walter meeting in the finals.
Okay.
So it's gonna be Walter versus Cody with Walter going over, and then Kenny versus Phoenix with Kenny going over, and you know, nobody else had to book out their winners, so I'm not booking the winner of Kenny versus.
Okay. Well, I guess it's better than just saying Kenny wins, and you didn't book Kenny versus Cody, so. Deserve some credit for that.
I agree. thank you for your
vote. My main event, the main event, a dream match that, you know, again, that I personally would love to see that has never happened, almost certainly will never happen. Daniel Bryan versus Masaaki Mochizuki. That is my main event. I think it would be two masters, two submission masters, two fucking Kickmasters. I think they would have an outstanding, amazing match. So, two legends going out to be the ultimate legend, Bryan versus Mochizuki. Okay, what is your main event, Mike?
Well, I have my first overall pick, Kazuchika Okada, to be the first headliner of the third match in the Gabe Sapolsky main event anywhere in the world. And this is also, to my knowledge, a first-time match. He'll be going against Kazuhiro Nakajima.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened. Yeah, I think that's correct. So
we're having two first-time matchups in this series, and then one last-time matchup.
Yeah, there you go. I just want to double-check and see if Mochizuki and Bryan have even like been in the same match together.
Bryan was in WWE the times that...
Oh, they were in a six-man tag in Ring of Honor. How about that? Danielson, Shima, Marufuji defeat David Richards, Rocky Romero, Masaaki Mochizuki in Osaka in 2007.
Oh, the show that Ring of Honor claimed that Dragon Gate didn't pay for.
Yes. So I don't even, I have no memory of that, but I'm sure Bryan and Mochizuki had an exchange in there and it was great. But now they're going to have like a fucking 40-minute singles match and it will tear the house down. So there you go. That's my main event. All right, folks. It's up to you now to decide who you want to vote for. By the time you finish listening to this, there will be a poll on the Omakase Twitter account, which is at WrestleOmakase. Wrestling would not fit. So there you go, at WrestleOmakase. Definitely go ahead and vote for that. Pick your favorite card of the four. Whoever wins gets the glory of being the 2018 Omakase Draft champion of champions. So it's up to you, folks. Who do you want to see take home the gold? Do you have any predictions? Do you anyone feeling like they're definitely going to win?
I'm going to win.
Yep, go ahead.
I was going to say, although if Jake could somehow manage to make sure that Onita or Park honor their stipulations, that'll be a hard card to beat. I picked a
Did
card
you hold
that
him up at gunpoint. What's he gonna do?
I mean, you won't know they don't honor it until like after the show's over.
That
know?
Is true.
It'll
I guess.
Take
That's
a fair. While for that to sink in. So
that's fair.
I don't think
I
I'm
like
gonna
my
win.
Card.
I don't think I'm gonna win because I just booked what I want to say. So it didn't work for me in that New Japan WWE one. So I don't think I'm gonna win. But
I would like to apologize for booking 11 matches because that sounds exhausting. I couldn't find a way to like mash more people together without like ruining or taking away from what I like the reason I booked them to begin with. You know, like why they're on the card.
I wasn't gonna pander to the audience. I wanted to book my truth. That's what I did today.
You try to theme stuff or at least have something to build it around. And when you have 30 people, you end up with a lot of matches. And
it is true. I was wondering how the fuck you were going to end up with 11 matches when you started with an 8-man tag. So that was the answer to my question with that singles tournament. All right. So, folks, again, it's up to you to decide who's going to win. Why don't the three of you all plug some stuff? You got anything to plug? Start with Jake, I guess.
Yes, my third appearance here, so I'll plug my Twitter once again. It's at Oatgan, OATGAN. Don't follow me. It's fine. You don't have to. It's not that great.
It's not that great.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Jake, you already went. Alex, do you want to plug your Twitter?
I'm on Twitter at Alex Wendland. If I don't think you're cool and you follow me, I block you. That's not true. I don't have any to plug. I'm on Twitter.
All right. You didn't do anything recently? Like last time you were all like fired up about an article.
I was, yeah. And it was a very good article about the resurgence of the NWA, and I think it's still worth checking out on voiceofwrestling.com. But it was a few weeks ago, and I haven't written anything since. Just been busy.
Yeah, it happens. Mike, do you got anything to plug? I know you have Open the Voice Gate to plug.
Oh, absolutely. I am the host of Open the Voice Gate, another podcast on Voices of Wrestling. Our last episode was last week, and it was a little bit of a change of what we did there. I did a timeline talking about Dragon System histories and their excursions into the United States and Mexico, which was a lot of fun to put together, and I had some good feedback on it. And then actually I had my brother, who is a PWG regular, talk about Bola and seeing all the Dragon System guys there. And I talked about the two cards that started off the month or the one big card that could start off the month in Gate of Origin. So I have that there. You can listen to that at Open the Voice Gate on Twitter. My personal Twitter is Fujiheya. Usually it's just dumb Dragon Gate stuff and me talking about how big our Shimizu is an absolute lad. So you can follow me there.
I want to say congrats to everybody. I think we all like went under the length of many other these episodes, despite drafting the most number of people. I don't know if it's just when there's so many people available that you just there's less pauses or whatever. Certainly didn't have the pauses of the Lucha draft. So there you go.
You don't have to think as much because there's always somebody there.
Yeah, so we like went really quick. That was interesting. But yes, as mentioned, this is the last draft episode of the year. It doesn't mean the draft episode series is ending because I've gotten enough feedback that people love this shit. So I'm going to think about what to do in 2019. I'm thinking maybe historical drafts would be next. So that might be the next step. I mean, we could always revisit some of the same draft themes with new rosters and new people. But I think maybe we might wait a little while for that. And next year we might try some historical drafts. So that might be next. We'll see. But that's the end of the draft series for this year. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you have an idea for a draft episode too, you can ask on Twitter at WrestleOmakase. I've gotten some ideas in the past. Like I said, this one was a fan idea. So shout out to whoever that was. If you want to come forward and claim your entry in the feedback form, I would love to know who suggested the worldwide everybody available draft, because I thought it was a lot of fun. So definitely let me know if that was you. But anyway, folks, next week we'll be doing probably a King of Pro Wrestling review of some kind. I haven't quite worked out who the guest will be yet or anything, but that will be next week, the King of Pro Wrestling review. But that is it, folks. Again, at WrestleOmakase, make sure you vote in the poll, and we will see you next time.
In a world of 1 million wrestling podcasts, there is a new shining star with great interviews, analysis, music, and me, Matt Kuhn, on Total Engagement. Go to any podcast platform to listen today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.